Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans, chapter 6, starting in verse 15 and ending in verse 23. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God. Once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Once again, that was Romans chapter 6 verses 15 through 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Everyone will serve something. Everyone is a slave either to sin or God, as we read in verse 16. Being a slave to sin traps us in our own selfish thoughts and desires. Being a slave of God sets us free. The wages, the payment of being a slave to sin is death, as Paul writes in verse 23. Being a slave of God does not earn us salvation, though. Eternal life is a free gift of God. We are his children, shown later on in chapter 8 verses 15 through 16, set free from bondage, and we willingly serve him in love, the one who saves us and sets us free. These verses are so important for the Christian life. Many Christians wrongly think they are powerless to overcome sin. Others believe it is enough to follow some of the rules. Still others condemn themselves for not being good enough for God. The Lord presents another way, the only way. He paid the price to set us free. He lives in us and transforms us, including our desires, from the inside out. We accept him and pledge to follow him with our trust, including our actions. We, quote, obey from the heart, end quote, referenced in verse 17, the way of Christ. We can overcome by surrendering to the grace of Jesus. Even as, quote, slaves of God, end quote, we do not earn salvation because it is his power in us that does the work. We cooperate, trust, surrender, and follow. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Does your faith feel like a burden or freedom? Explain. When you tell others about Jesus, is it more about church rules or the difference Jesus makes? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.